Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
505 DGS, happy Wednesday, which Trish thinks should be a Thursday, and I agree. It's been a slow week.
It really has.
For sure.
It's not Thursday?
I know, right?
Oh, man. Okay. That's okay.
Does that change everything?
I was only half listening to the news because I was, you know, doing my amazing show prep. What's with all the drownings?
8 people have drowned in rivers in the area so far this year.
Damn.
I know.
Damn.
I mean, just from that story, there's no way in heck I would go swimming in a river right now. Just after hearing that. And there there were more last weekend,
Would
too.
You swim in a river otherwise? You don't seem like a river swimmer to me.
No, I mean, like...
It wasn't... You didn't hear that story and go, damn.
No, I mean...
She's a real river rat.
I can't go swimming in the Merrimack.
If I was in the Ozarks or something, or, I went on a float trip. Well, I can't even remember the last time I've been on a float trip.
It is a miracle that more people don't drown on float trips.
Oh, God. What a recipe.
The whole point is, well, for most people, it's to get very drunk all day long, and you're floating on a river, and you're not wearing a life jacket, and a lot of times... People will be like swimming alongside the raft, and the raft goes away, and suddenly you're in water that's 15 feet deep.
So
it's crazy.
Where I grew up in South Roxana, looking south, yes, from my house, we're the last house, so it's all farm fields, and the levee, which is so weird. Like Phoebe and I went over to see my mom, and she's like, "What are these hills?" I'm like, believe it or not, we're close enough to the Mississippi River that it's in case they flood. And then they have these big, giant gates that close, which I've only seen closed a few times. But the levee had maybe like 30 foot across, 10 feet deep water. And then other times it was completely dry. It was just like one or the
other.
Yeah. And they had swollen one year and 2 sisters drowned there. I think I was in 3rd grade. One of them was my age. The other was a year older. And it was obviously a terrible thing. But when you're in 3rd grade, it's a scary thing.
Absolutely.
And you can also see the cemetery from my house. So I sat on my front porch and watched the double casket. It was just like, I'll just never forget that.
Uh-uh.
And there's never, ever a time I don't drive across those levees to go see my mom that I don't think about that.
Yeah, that's frightening when you're a kid, even when you're an adult, but yeah.
Like, can you even imagine losing both your kids, like, same time? Like, God, just nuts.
That was uplifting.
You want to hear my embarrassing story?
Yes. Yeah, let's hear it.
I've been waiting for, like, a half hour.
Okay. So, people on 97.1 know this. People on KMOX, you're just getting to know what a freak I am. And so I use laxatives more than I should. I know it. It's just like, it's one of those things. Look, everyone knows it, whatever.
I didn't know that.
Okay, well, I do. And like, it's not a big problem. It's just a little one. So
it's just a little big problem.
It's sort of like buying those. It's sort of like buying condoms when you're like 18. You know, you just like, you don't want to. And you just like, you have to buy a cover item for it. And just like, oh, you know what? I think I'll take some Dulcolax with these potato chips. What the hell? So every single time I go and I buy them, I'm weird about it. I try to buy as much stuff as I can to cover for the fact like, oh, you need to poop. And
even though they're still ringing it through and they'll still see it.
That's right.
Even though you have 20 items on there, they're still going to
see it. Exactly. 100%. Yeah. And so today I went by Walgreens And I walk to the aisle, which I know oh so well, and they're under lock and key.
Oh, people have been stealing the Ducalex.
Who steals poo pills?
So they got to make an announcement.
So I'm like, here's what I did. I stared at them like I was going to change it. Like,
can I get this out
this
somehow?
This can't be true. Why? Just right. Only my brand.
Why are they stealing?
Everything
Wait, why are
else?
People stealing those?
I don't know.
That's why
Maybe they're embarrassed to buy them too. And so I go find a person and I'm like, hey, I need something unlocked. And she's like, oh, you need like a computer thing? I'm like, yeah.
I think it is for the computer, actually.
And so I walk over to the antacid section and I'm like, yeah, these, I had never seen them like this before. And she's like, oh man, I didn't know we locked those up. Henry, are these supposed to be locked up? And he's like, yeah, just yesterday. So swear to God, this is all true. She pulls out 50 keys. And like the kind that a superintendent would have in a 70s sitcom. Yeah. And she goes, bear with me. Like, okay, I'm committed. Like, I'm standing here waiting for a young girl to get me poop pills and under lock and key. She went through almost all of them.
Of course.
And I'm flop sweating. And I almost said, like, I'm going to go do a little more shopping and come back. But then, like, what am I going to do? Go buy, like, a 6-foot doll? And so she it's just like they had to do, like, an announcement. And they had to ask for the manager to come.
That's so great. That is so
terrible.
Great.
You know, Dave, we can order those for you online.
Yeah, they can be delivered to your home.
I know.
What else did you buy besides that? I just want to know. What was your cover? What were your cover items?
Today, I just bought those and cheaters. Today may have
reading glasses.
Been
awesome.
The least sexy day of my life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Least sexy day of my life.
That's great. Cheaters and
then
accidents.
I put the cheaters on to read the back of the Dulcolax.
I got a question about the cheaters.
Thank God.
What am I crazy for, like, you guys are the only people I've ever heard call them cheaters.
Oh, that's all I've ever heard.
They're reading glasses.
I think everybody says cheaters.
Okay. Well, now I know.
Most people. Yeah.
Now I'm on the same page.
Yeah. Along the same lines as muskox. Cheaters and...
You gotta get the readers grunt. For your night on the toilet.
I need the dog legs to go grunt.
Get a lot of reading done from your porcelain
throne. Yeah, readers, cheaters, cheating.
Hey, you think we have time to play hot potato here?
Not in this segment.
You don't think it'd go that quick?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. Is Anderson in? Yeah.
Sure.
Anderson gotta be in. Someone's
he just
lose.
Agreed to play in something. He has no
let's
idea what it is.
All right.
Don't make it a hard
okay,
one.
Okay, so we've
time.
Never played the... We've never played this on KMOX. This is a game called Hot Potato. And basically, we're all going to go around the room and name off things until you can't think of what to say anymore. So in the past, we've done like bands. So you go out around the room. Dave says Foo Fighters. I say the Rolling Stones. Trish says Led Zeppelin. Mike says the Beatles. And you'd be surprised at how quickly you panic and run out of things to say.
How many seconds do you have to say the answer?
It's kind of, we'll say 5 seconds.
Okay.
We'll kind of give or take, you know, we'll give people a little
You'll
bit
get
of
a
grace.
Feel for it.
Exactly.
All right.
But today we're going to do St. Louis restaurants.
Okay.
Non-chain?
Yeah, let's not do a chain.
So
I
just
mean,
like a St. Louis original restaurant.
Yeah. And we're not going to get too picky if it's out in like the county. I mean, come on. It still works.
Sure. Okay.
Do they have to still be open?
Ooh,
no, not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Good.
All right. I'll start. I had the idea for this game because we had Crown Candy Kitchen on the other day.
Okay. I'll go next, then Trish, then Mike.
Okay.
Let's go with the Flaming Pit.
Trattoria Marcella.
I like Charlie Gito's.
I'll go with Chris's at the Docket across the street.
Zia's on the Hill.
Mia Sorello.
Pie Guy Pizza.
Ooh, you guys are good. I will go with, I'm starting to panic. I'll go with 1111 Mississippi.
I will go with Emo's.
I'll go with Vin DeSette.
McGurk's Irish Pub.
I'm too excited hearing other people's picks that I keep forgetting to do this. What about Kimmel's?
Very good. Sam's Steakhouse, down south.
Tucker's.
Molly's and Soulard.
How about 1860s in Soulard?
Ooh, that's what I was going to say. How about Parkmore?
Bartolino's.
So ice cream parlors don't count?
Sure.
Yeah, you can do it. Who cares?
Fritz's frozen custard.
I'll do Ted Drew's.
I'll do.
Yeah, this is a bad one to get out on, you know.
Olive and Oak.
Frankie G's.
Ooh, I like the block next to Olive and Oak.
What about...
Mike's going to win this, I can tell.
I know. He has
ice water in his veins.
I will go with Sentai Asia Bistro down here, downtown.
Then I will go with Mike Shannon's.
Ooh. Billy G's.
Webster Sushi Station.
Damn.
Dang, he's good.
He's good.
I could just confidently say something.
Oh, like, I know. Yep, that's I'm a pretty place. Sure Dave's yeah. made up a couple.
Dave Murray said Ribbed City. No, Ribtown.
Ribtown. Ribtown. Because yeah. we were just doing like general restaurants. And see, what I'm doing here is I'm stalling to try to think.
Yeah, yes, I know. We're familiar. We
How about Cyberg's?
How about it?
Oh, that's a good one.
How about Harry's?
Uncle Leo's. Hello.
Bartolino's.
Ooh, she already said Bartolino's.
He's out.
Yeah. I just didn't want to play anymore. What about Bartolino's South? Is that different?
I will go with Olympia.
I'll go with Calico's.
Spencer's Bar and Grill.
The Wood Shack.
I love that. Good one. Then I will go with First Watch.
Soulard's.
What?
Is that a restaurant?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Mike, you're the judge. You got to make the hard calls.
Coffee house.
Yeah, I was going to say the coffee garden.
Guys, I'm going to Google it. Hold on. Soulard's restaurant. It's on South 7th Street.
I believe you. I believe you. What about Rosalita's?
What about El Burro Loco?
Max Local Eats.
Oh, good one. Oh, boy, that's a good one. High Point. Drive in.
Black Market.
Mayo Chup.
I love that place.
I know.
How, what about Pie Pizzeria?
Layla.
Squires.
Let's go faster.
Everest.
Grace and Meat Plus Three.
Dang it, Square One. I see that one. Bogart's.
Check, check.
Biggie's. Biggie's.
Can I say Capital Grill?
Nope. It's a chain.
Well, Shake Shack's a chain. It's a major chain.
Then
so
I'm
you're out.
Out. Okay.
So you're done, Glover.
You're out.
I think Trish is technically the winner at this point.
Why? You did?
Because I said Capital Grill, which is a chain.
Oh, I'm the winner.
She wins.
I'm the winner.
It's a chain. It's a major chain.
You're out.
It reveals character, doesn't it?
Do not try to pull one over on me.
I like that game.
We'll be playing that twice a day from now on. Welcome back, guys. DGS 522 from playing Hot Potato, naming as many restaurants as you can to Senator Jim Talent. That's the DGS. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Dave. Restaurant naming.
How would you do
That's
with that?
Radio,
how would you do with that game? Are you good, quick on your feet, or would you choke and panic like me?
Oh, I'm probably on that issue inclined to choke and panic. Now, could you name fast food restaurants?
No, it's got to be originals. Got to be originals.
Oh, okay.
It's a good thing they didn't do that in the U.S. Senate when you were there. That would have been embarrassing for the whole state.
It would have been more interesting than some of the stuff we did do, though, I'll say.
So, Jim, I know that you have a subspecialty in all things Soviet and certainly Vladimir Putin. Big day today with the president meeting with him. What were your thoughts?
Well, I wouldn't have had a summit with him, and I certainly wouldn't have asked for one. I think when you go into these authoritarians, and basically you complain, and Biden's certainly not the only president to do this, you may think you're taking a strong line, but what they hear is that they're hurting you and you don't know what to do about it. And so I'd really like to see our presidents start speaking through their actions to these people by imposing some costs and consequences that they can understand. And I think if we did that with Putin, who is not 10 feet tall, this is not Beijing and China, I think he'd start changing his conduct quicker than people probably expect.
Jim, overly simple question. Why don't we? Why don't we take tougher action on Russia?
Yeah, I don't know, because some of it's low-hanging fruit. I mean, I would be very generous in funding the Ukrainians with anything they needed. I mean, he wanted that conflict there. So, you know, make it hard on him. I'd tell Cyber Command to draw up a list of retaliatory options, and every time there was a significant incursion from Russia, I would hit them back. And I would target nodes and programs and institutions that are important to Putin. I'd be proportionate about it. I wouldn't escalate. But I'd get them into the mode of thinking every time they do something to us along those lines, something's going to happen that they don't like.
I got
to
tell you something.
And there's other things we could do. And I really think if we did that for a while, Putin would call us up and ask for something.
I'd like to find out. If someone said pick one human being on Earth to be, I would pick Putin outside of all the evil and murder, but just because he's got it so sweet. I mean, he can just say, today they said, hey, can you commit you're going to stop all the cyber attacks? And what does he say? He goes, well, I've done my research and most of the cyber attacks come out of the U.S. And like no one says anything because he just gets to say whatever he wants.
But that's true. And what he's doing is he's basically, every time he does that, he's showing strength. He's showing that he can lie like that, and there's nothing that we can do about it. And I just think when you're dealing, particularly, if I may say so, with the Russians, you don't like... Now, Biden's done some good things. He did sanction them. I think even the Washington Post thought the sanctions weren't anywhere near strong enough. But I never liked this idea of a summit. And if you look at the result, and I haven't read a lot about it, I mean, it was just today, but Biden said something to a reporter like, well, he's going to change his conduct when he finds out how the world is reacting to all this. Well, I don't, number one, I don't think Putin cares that much about reputational damage. And number two, he and the Chinese are going to do their part in shaping world perceptions. We're not all that good at contesting their narrative either. So again, I let our actions speak for us. And again, this is not China. He does not have China's economy.
Yeah.
He has some, I mean, he has been played a weak hand well with his military. He's built up some capabilities, but he's not China. You know, if we, for example, started negotiations with the Eastern Europeans about putting a base in there with four or five armored brigades, now we'd have to build up the army to do it. I think Putin would go, whoa, he doesn't want that. So, I it's hard for me to tell, but all of our presidents, even Trump to some degree, now Trump did some good things, seem to have this idea that they have to work with Vladimir Putin and they have to get him cooperating. And I'm going, why? This is not China.
I heard something today I'd never heard before, but it makes perfect sense. They called it hybrid warfare, which is what Russia has been doing for maybe 20 years now, which is acts of war just south of acts of war. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, it's sometimes called gray zone conflict. It's warfare, but stopping, as you say, just short of direct kinetic aggression, although, you know, he's massed troops on the border with Ukraine. I don't think he's going to do anything. It's everything from disruptive tactics in terms of your democratic processes, which he does, cyber attacks, which he does, very aggressive spreading of disinformation to, you know, narratives designed to disrupt or demoralize, which he does. Mm-hmm. Criminal kinds of activities or looking away or supporting criminal activities, which he does, assassinations abroad, which he does. And again, if you impose costs and consequences on these people, Reagan understood it. So that after a while, they start saying, you know what, this isn't working well for us because we're getting hurt, you know, more than we're hurting them.
Yeah.
And that's when you can deal with them.
All right, Jim, thanks very much. Anything to promote before you go?
No, but maybe your restaurant naming contest I'll promote. I'll tell people to listen in.
Do an article on that. Just write down 40 different restaurant titles and turn that in and see if it gets published. I like it.
That'll attract a lot of clicks, I'm sure.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Bye-bye.
I just talked to a senator. That's crazy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave's like drumming on his jeans so loudly that I can hear it in my headphones.
Living my life over here, Rage.
One of my headphones went out, so.
Trish Gazelle to run out again.
Yeah.
She's like Lucille Ball.
She goes, all of a sudden, we're just chatting and having a good time, and she goes, oh, I did it again.
She's an original, man. It's so funny what's going on, because Rachel and I have been doing this for 5 years. I've known Trish forever, but we haven't worked together, yeah. And I keep doing things or saying things to be funny in my way, and Trish is like, what? And
she's only like half paying attention.
Yeah, and then Rachel's like, he says this when he means this. He's trying to be funny. Just let it.
The translator.
Really is. Headlines?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, asking St. Louis to join their mission and support Folds of Honor at checkout through July 4th. This is, of course, an organization that sends the spouses and children of fallen or injured military members to college. So it's a great organization. Okay, so Michael Calhoun has been talking about this in our news updates. Dave Murray wasn't on with us today, so I figured I would bring up once again that the hottest day of 2021 is expected on Friday with dangerously high temperatures. We can expect heat with humidity followed by strong thunderstorms.
Look, I'm unusually scared about this. I don't know why. Like, I'm going to be fine. I have air conditioning. I have a car with air conditioning. I work at a place with air conditioning. But even just personally, I mean, I'll check on my mom and everything. Yeah. But personally, I'm like, I don't want that.
You know, and we're very lucky to have to work in an air conditioned place, to have homes with air conditioning. Just imagine the people who don't have that.
I do.
You just don't get relief from heat like that.
And that was everyone 100 years ago, mm-hmm. less than 100 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, even me, I was born in 1964, 10 years old in 74. We had, probably didn't do the math on that, could you? We had one window unit. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't go on until it hit like 95.
I saw our friend Jane Duker said on Twitter earlier today that she just made a donation to Cool Down St. Louis, the same as Heat Up St. Louis.
Yes.
I'm going to do the same tonight. I would encourage anyone, if you've got an extra 20 or 30
Absolutely.
Bucks, it's a really, it's going to make you feel better about Friday. I'll just put it that way.
I mean, this is one of those things, like, there's so many different diseases and so many different causes. We all get this.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 degrees, you don't have air conditioning.
And the people, just like a construction worker, anyone working outside, this
God
is going to be brutal on Friday. So hopefully everybody stays safe. Okay, we've got a spacesuit concern. NASA says that astronaut Shane Kimbrough was safe the entire time while he was on a spacewalk, but his spacesuit was malfunctioning. So they
Do you
were...
know how?
Yes, give me a second here,
okay,
Dave. He was having problems with his suit's display control panel and a potential pressure issue, which is, you know, I'm no scientist, but I know that's probably a pretty big deal in space, the pressure
issue.
Don't
sell yourself short.
So they were getting, like, notifications that this wasn't going well.
Damn.
So mission control radioed for him to come back into the ship, even though he was 3 hours into the spacewalk.
Yeah.
They were able to fix it pretty quickly, but they're like, we're just being super careful, which, hey, I'm all for it. Take every precaution possible whenever you're sending someone into space.
Like Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. That was such a funny conversation we were having with you. We saw George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet at the sales meeting today, and we were just riffing with him about Jeff Bezos going into space and how Jeff Bezos probably feels so good about this decision because, let's face it, the guy probably has an army of clones in his basement that he can just upload his consciousness to as soon as he dies.
That was very funny when you said that.
He's covered. George is going to be on with us tomorrow to talk about cryptocurrency and the dark web and all sorts of cool, interesting stuff. So speaking of Busch Stadium, tickets are on sale now to watch The Rookie at Busch. This is the first ever movie night at Busch Stadium, and it's taking place on July 9th. It sounds really, really fun. Tickets are $25 for adults and $45 for VIP adult tickets, which gets you a seat on the outfield.
Neat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe they've never done that before.
I know. I couldn't believe it either, but it's I'm sure it was something that came up out of COVID, brainstorm ways to get people in the stadium.
Fine.
So not trying to freak anyone out. You know, we're on the heels of coronavirus. We're not out of the woods yet, but there are several mosquitoes in Illinois that have tested positive for the West Nile virus. Oh, so just one more thing
I knew
to
someone
worry
that got
about.
That.
You do?
Yeah.
Did they get dangerously sick?
Yeah.
Are they okay now?
They're okay now, but they got pretty sick.
Were they able to catch it early?
You know him too. I just can't say it because I'm not going to say it on the air and out him, but you know him too.
Doctor-patient confidentiality.
Yeah.
All right, final story here. One more about Busch Stadium.
Okay, it's Mark Cox.
If you are looking for a job...
Andy has Lyme disease.
Busch Stadium is hosting a hiring event tomorrow, Thursday. It's going on from 2 to 6 p.m., free parking in Lot C. Enter through Gate 3, please. You get complimentary ballpark food, refreshments, and door prizes at the event. If you are hired on June 25th and work through the end of July, you'll receive a 250 sign-on bonus. So if you're looking for a job out there.
How about me being such a floater today? When we went to
How about
this,
you interrupting every story I tried to do during headlines?
How about you not bringing them home the way you should have?
Yikes.
Hey, hi, how are you? How'd your live go down there?
I missed it, but
Did you really?
I had to do a sponsorship over a song. I did it after instead of before.
Can you say what you're... I think it's kind of interesting. So you're going from KZK, being a jock, which you're so good at, you've done it for long, coming into an ensemble show that's already established, like, you said it's...
Well, you know, it's like you guys are a family. It's like meeting your boyfriend's family, and you're trying to fit in with all the jokes and know how they, you know, speak to each other. And you guys have, like, pauses, and you know when the other one's going to stop talking and when the other one's going to... Like, you've been in here long enough. So it's kind of, you know, I'm just trying to be one of the... gang, and it's just gonna take a minute. And there's something about down there. Why is that funny? It's
just
true.
The way you said it. She was like, "I'm just trying to be one of the gang.
I just want to be one of you guys."
You are. It's fine.
It's just gonna take a while. But there's something about Dave.
He's in a mood. This
I know
segment.
He really is. Well, this whole day, I feel like
you haven't even seen me this day.
I've seen you for the past 2 hours. That's been enough.
I could tell from the second he woke up from his nap, it was just going to be one of those afternoons.
See, private joke?
No.
Is that a private joke?
No, we're just making him sound like a toddler.
Yeah. See, the funny lives there where you picture me being a baby.
You are a baby.
Good comeback.
You do it. No, you do it.
Where are we now? Do we stop?
I just gave up on
the
story.
I think you should do the live.
I think I should,
too. We have one segment left to try to make it sound good.
Let's knock it out of the park.
Goodfeet Store. Talk about him every single day and every single
Brian's
day.
Brian's here to take us off the air. he's here to shut it down.
Oh, God, he's got that book bag. That's the you're going back to 97.1 if you're lucky book bag. Welcome back, guys. DGS 552. Trish has a story.
Remember the... girl who put Gorilla Glue in her hair.
I do.
Yes.
She is now coming out with a line of her own hair care products.
Why would I want to listen to someone who put glue in their hair?
Okay.
Exactly.
And then had to crowdfund to get the glue out of her hair.
Right? All fair questions.
She's taking her negative experience and turning it into a business. It's called Forever Hair. And she wants to create products for people that suffer from hair loss and damage because she knows how that feels.
I mean, that's noble to try to help people, but
and
we all
opportunistic, which
yeah,
is fine.
I mean,
it's
she's
America.
Definitely doing it to make money, but again, like you're the whole reason we know about your hair is because you messed your hair up so bad.
Yeah, like if you made me name three people I don't want to take advice from, you'd be in that three.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think a company said, hey?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt she's
a chemist.
Yeah, I don't know that it was her idea. Somebody probably came to her and said, hey, you
she's
can
like,
make some
to
money.
To the lab!
Let's make some money off this.
This shall not stand.
Here's, it's tbforeverhair.com in case anyone
I'm gonna
wants
look it
to
up.
Buy some. It's only 14
not
bucks.
Glue.
$13.
That's what they should have called it. Yeah.
Not glue.
Not glue.
TBforeverhair.com.
Can you tell us about David Bowie?
Sure. So someone bought a painting at a thrift store in Canada, and turns out that it was painted by David Bowie. So they bought it for $4.09 at this thrift store. And now it's, of course, being auctioned off.
For, I wonder.
Well, right now, it's between 9 and 12,000. But I don't know when people start getting.
Did he do a lot of paintings? I wasn't aware he painted.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess during the Ziggy Stardust era, he did a lot of paintings. This was done by him in 1997, and he did a series that was created between 1994 and 1997. So yeah, I didn't know he was really known for that. $4.09, and you own a David Bowie painting.
Sweet.
I looked up the hair care website, and she's got products, but then she also has merch. And one of them is a white t-shirt, and it's like her with the Gorilla Glue hairstyle, like the really super slicked down, like the images that went viral of her like touching her hair. And the caption on the shirt is bonded for life.
Good for her.
Yeah,
good for her.
We should get Dave that t-shirt.
Nice try.
For Father's Day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Honey,
why not?
Thank you.
What are you doing for Father's Day?
I thought you were trying to say, we should get you the hair regrowth.
I thought that's the way she's trying to be mean, but
no.
She was being mean a different way.
I'm not, then
invoking my children.
I would never make fun of your hair loss or anyone's hair loss because I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I like bald heads. I think they're attractive. I'm not kidding. I think they're attractive. I'm not kidding. I swear. Rachel, tell him I'm being serious.
She's being serious, Dave.
Thanks, Rachel.
It was funny the way she said, I like bald heads.
I do.
As if this is the craziest thing I'm ever going to say. But hear me out.
Here's the thing. You think you can joke about it, but you can't. He's got to be the one to bring it up.
The only reason I'm saying that, because guys are so sensitive about it, and I just don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, who cares?
I'm with you, but.
Well, let's shave your head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.